On February 2nd, the Anchorage Assembly approved a $193,000 payment to the George M. Sullivan Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust. From 1967 through 1981, George Sullivan was mayor of the city that then evolved into the present unified municipality. He was the father of Anchorage's current mayor, Dan Sullivan. Because the elder Sullivan's health prevented him from obtaining life insurance, the Anchorage Assembly in January 1982 authorized a life insurance policy for, quote, the remainder of his life at the same rate and with the same coverage as in existence on January 1, 1982, the day when he left office. The family paid the premiums throughout his life, although the rate was reduced. George Sullivan died in September 2009. Last month's assembly vote to pay the $193,000 was 9-1, with only Harriet Drummond voting no. Now some assembly members, including Chair Pat Flynn, want more background about this unique life insurance arrangement. In a phone conversation, Flynn said he's requested more information from the Department of Law.
I learned after we voted on the ordinance authorizing the disbursement of the life insurance monies that Mayor Sullivan was the trustee of that trust. That fact was not before us or on the record at our assembly meeting.
Flynn said earlier he called the law department and was told the trustee information was not required to be on the payment memorandum. Flynn said he's asked the law department to document that position. He also has a second request.
It would also be useful to see a little more in-depth discussion of how they came to the conclusion that the municipality was obligated to make this payment, which was the assertion offered to us in the documentation we did receive prior to our vote.
Flynn described his queries as informational, not investigative. After this week's regular mayor's press conference, municipal attorney Dennis Wheeler explained the basis for the department's recommendation to honor the life insurance agreement.
Our office reviewed not only the documents from 1982, but the history of receiving premiums and the number of administrations that touched on it, including the 2002 legal analysis and the contact with Aetna at that time. It became apparent to us that we had taken on the obligation and needed to honor that obligation.
Wheeler distributed copies of an email exchange about the policy during the administration of Mark Begich. As to why there was not more background information with February's payment memorandum,
the attorneys assigned to the project go through their analysis and we submit that to the assembly. That doesn't necessarily mean that we have written down all of our thought processes, all the discussions, all the conversations we've had, all the research that we've done. This just packages that material.
Wheeler said the department would probably not meet today's deadline to make the formal agenda for the Assembly's next regular session on March 23rd. At that March 23rd meeting, Assemblymember Drummond will introduce a resolution requesting the Assembly hire an independent legal counsel to review the entire life insurance arrangement. The review would focus on 9 questions revolving around the legal basis for the municipality to create and subsequently pay a life insurance policy. While the Assembly could act on Drummond's resolution that evening, Flynn is inclined to postpone action until the Department of Law produces its report, probably for the April 13th meeting.
I'm more interested in a thorough review than a quick review.
Flynn says he told the Department of Law he wanted its response to be part of the regular agenda, not a last-minute addendum. That way, assembly members and the general public would have a chance to read it thoroughly before it's taken up by the assembly. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.